What about the rest of my mob? Most were veterans, though few had been into this kind of thing. They had handled themselves on the river, but you can't be sure what a man will do till he does it. I was not sure of myself. I have been in and out of battles all my life, but I have seen old veterans crack. And I'd never been a general. Never had to make decisions sure to cost lives. Did I have the inner toughness it takes to send men to sure death to achieve greater goals? I was as new to my role as the greenest Taglian soldier. Ochiba grunted. I parted the grass. A dozen men approached the ford on the south side. Well-dressed men. The enemy captains. One Eye. Time for Frog Face to do a little eavesdropping. Check. He slithered away. Goblin gave me a bland look that concealed intense irritation. One Eye got to keep his toy, and he didn't. I was playing favorites. Children. What difference that snake had damn near killed me. Frogface came back. They were coming in the morning, early. They expected no resistance. They were gloating about what they were going to do to Taglios. I had the word spread. Wasn't nobody going to get much sleep tonight. Was my little army over-prepared? I saw plenty of the anxiety that comes before the hour of blood, but also an eagerness unusual in virgins. Those Taglians knew the odds were long, so how come they were confident in the face of probable disaster? I realized I did not understand their culture well enough. Dip into the old trick bag, Croaker. Play the captain game. I went walking through the camp, attended by crows, as always, speaking to a man here, a man there, listening to an anecdote about a favorite wife or toddler. It was the first time many had seen me up close. I tried not to think about Lady, so naturally she would not get out of my mind. They were coming tomorrow at Goja. That meant they had crossed at Numa today. She might be fighting right now, or it might be over. She might be dead. 3,000 enemy soldiers might be racing to get behind me. Late that afternoon, the wagons began arriving. Sindawi came in from Vejagedya. My spirits rose. I would get to try my little trick after all. Stragglers kept coming in all night. If we lost the fight, the train was gone. There would be no getting it out in all that mud. One Eye kept Frog Face flitting across the river. To little purpose. The enemy's strategy was, cross that river. Nothing beyond it. Don't worry about the mules, just load that wagon. After nightfall, I went up and sat in the damp grass and watched the fires burn on the other side. Maybe I dozed some, off and on. Whenever I glanced up, I noticed that the stars had wheeled along. I wakened to a presence, a coldness, a dread. I heard nothing, saw nothing, smelled nothing, but I knew it was there. I whispered, "Shifter." A great bulk settled beside me. I amazed myself. I was not afraid. This was one of the two greatest surviving sorcerers in the world, one of the 10 who were taken, who had made the Lady's Empire all but invincible, a monster, terrible and mad. But I was not afraid. I even noticed that he did not smell as bad as he used to. Must be in love. He said, "They come with the light." I know. They have no